everybody. Welcome
Yeah,
to
hi
this
everybody. Welcome
episode.
to episode 10 of
Is
Out
it
of
10?
Bounds. Yep. Anyways, welcome to episode 10. My name is Ryan. This is Phoebe.
Yeah, it is.
And
Hi, Phoebe.
together we make the host of Out of Bounds.
No, my name is Marley. Ryan's my sister's boyfriend.
I don't feel like we have to keep prefacing that anymore.
No, we do, because I'm hoping we're going to get new viewers.
Quick little recap of last week. Obviously, last week was week 9 of the NFL season. Twas a fun one. Was a really fun week. We had some good
Twas.
games. We had a Chiefs Buccaneers last week. I think was the Monday game. Go to OT, where obviously the Chiefs stay undefeated.
I don't want to talk about them, honestly. Like, let's be so for real. Outside of the NFL, in the NFL, it was a tough week this past week. That's all I'm going to say. So I don't want to talk about the Chiefs.
So what do you want to talk about?
Like every other team.
Oh, okay. But why not the Chiefs? I don't get it.
Because Patrick Mahomes and his wife can get fucked.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
But I don't know what they did.
They're
Just cut
little
it out.
Trumpies. They're little Trumpies.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And
Okay.
like also fuck Nick Bosa. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so moving on. I mean, all I'm gonna say is it's looking like they're gonna have an undefeated season. This team full of pusios, like it's actually annoying as hell. I
I
hate
think
them.
it's like the NFL is rigged.
Well,
Because
it's
like you got
obviously rigged.
like Travis Kelce is like playing badly. And
I
like
mean,
they're not even.
he's been turning it up a little bit since Rashee Rice's injury. But I mean, they have a right tackle on their team, Jawan Taylor, who false starts basically every three plays, and every game that they've won basically. Has come down to like the final drive, or like it's there's always controversy around their games. This one was what I would say is pretty fair and square. I mean, there were still some controversial calls during the game, and then who knows, maybe they have magnets on the coins and that's how Mahomes always wins coin tosses for overtime. I don't know. But you know, there were some other really good games. Commanders versus Giants was a fun one, where the Commanders moved to 7-2, and Jaden Daniels is keeping his offensive
Seven
rookie
and
of the year
two.
asp. Yep, and his rookie of the year aspirations are looking pretty nice.
Pretty
Then we
sweet.
had these. Yep, we had the Cincinnati Bengals boat race the Raiders, Titans and the Patriots, and the battle of the ass teams put on a little bit of a show. Panthers get their second win of the season against the New Orleans Saints, and that makes that loss right there actually made Derek Carr the first
No.
quarterback in NFL history to lose to 31 NFL teams, which is awesome. I hate Derek Carr. And the Broncos got stomped by the Ravens. Was a good week last week. You know, obviously we're filming today on Friday, so we do have yesterday's game to talk about, which was an unreal game.
Awesome game. I actually
Awesome
watched
game.
it.
It was an unreal game. I
I will
mean,
say the ending wasn't what I would have preferred because I am a Joe Burrow apologist. It
I don't know what that means.
means that I love him despite the fact that he's like shit this year.
See, I have a really annoying friend that's a Bengals fan, and my whole fantasy group chat after Joe Burrow threw the ball to a fourth string tight end on the 2-point conversion, we were just ripping into him and making fun of his team.
I mean, yeah.
So I loved that part. The Ravens, yeah, keeping their really strong season moving forward. Bengals now in a really tough spot. They got a win. What are we seeing here? Like 9 of their last, like they got a win. They got to win a lot of games now moving forward,
Well,
and
it's
their
week
schedule only
10.
gets tougher.
It's week
Yeah.
10. We're over the halfway.
Yep, they got a win. They got a win. Probably. I would say 6 of their last 7 or 5 of their last 7 to really have a chance to make the playoffs.
Who's
And you
like
know,
who is a write-off? Like who is like
oh,
also when's the deadline? Is the deadline coming up?
the trade deadline already
Yeah.
passed. Already
Oh.
passed.
God, that is so uneventful. Like I'm sorry, I'm so used to the
No,
NHL
yeah.
being wild.
So the NFL one is usually pretty big time. It was definitely uneventful. There were a lot of swirlings about things that didn't end up going through. It was really just a lot of teams that are in the hunt for, the playoffs or, got some championship aspirations, making big time moves. I mean, the Commanders made a trade with the Saints and brought in, a top 10 corner in the NFL, and excited to see him suit up with the Washington. The Ravens brought in a really good corner. There wasn't too many like big time money moves. A lot of veteran receivers changed teams. Amari Cooper went to the Bills, DeAndre Hopkins went to the Chiefs. Deontay Johnson went to the Ravens. So nothing too crazy just yet. But I'm looking forward to free agency. There's a lot of guys whose contracts are up this year. I'm looking forward to the draft combine. I'm honestly looking forward to next year. My fantasy seasons aren't looking too great. I'm not gonna come in last. I might make the playoffs. It's just we try to win championships over here, and it doesn't look like that's gonna happen. But anyways, moving on to yesterday's game. Yeah, fucking eventful as shit. I mean, you want to talk about like a game, honestly, for the ages. Like, it was like constant, just back and forth haymakers. And then you have Ja'Marr Chase catch 11 balls on 17 targets, 264 yards, three touchdowns. What are we doing? You know what I mean? For the Ravens to not be able to key into the fact that they have literally one player is awesome. And that team. That secondary is fucking terrible. And then Joe Burrow, 34 for 56, 428 yards, four touchdowns. Lamar had four passing touchdowns, sorry. Tylan Wallace, number 16. Did you see his sideline touchdown where the Bengals
I
just
think
missed
so.
every tackle? It was
I
the
don't
one where
remember.
they tied it up and made it 21-21.
Like I say, I was watching the game, but that's like a loose term. Like that means that it was on and I was around.
Okay, so basically you're annoying. Right. But yeah, no, the game was awesome. It was like a sick game. And Ryan made some money last night, baby. We turned $20. Hey, we turned $20 into $130.
Are you using that money to buy me Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah, because $130 is gonna do that.
I don't know. Put it in a fund.
About this? If I entered that Rogers thing. If I do get the tickets from that, you won't get one.
Yeah, and you know what'll happen? You won't have a girlfriend anymore.
I'll go with her.
No. No, shut the fuck up. Don't you fucking dare.
First off, I'm probably not winning those tickets, bro. Let's be honest.
Good. Keep saying that because I think that that is the energy we need to have like some reverse psychology with the
Hey,
universe.
anyways, oh my God, you're already giving me a headache. Like, shut up. Anyways, moving on to this week in
Wait,
the
I need to
NFL.
get my dog a toy because otherwise she's gonna chew this and I don't want her to do that.
Yeah, you do that.
BRB.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna get into the next week in the NFL because we're heading into week 10. So for all you guys that are going through some bye week troubles, we understand it. We're here for you. Hey, I'm in that same flipping boat. It's a pretty shit boat to be a part of. But yeah, I mean, there's some pretty big time games. I like the Giants Panthers game, weirdly enough. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of guys in that game that put up some big numbers. I like Tyrone Tracy. I mean, that's been my dog since he was in college. I love Tyrone Tracy. Like, he's super sick. And I'm happy that he's been getting the reps. Panthers. I mean, Hubbard, I'm sure, will have a pretty decent game. They just signed him to a nice little deal, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, anyways. But that game, I don't think, is going to be as disappointing as people might think. Niners Buccaneers is going to be a fun one. Battle of the two best tight ends in the league right now with Kate Otten and George Kittle.
I have George Kittle in one league. Woo!
He's been great. Then we got Bills Colts. I'm expecting, a real, like, beat you down game from the Bills where they just stomp them, but who knows? Then we have the 8-0 Chiefs versus the 5-4 Denver Broncos in Kansas City. You already know what's going to happen with that game. They don't lose at home.
Hey, but what if?
The refs are in their back pocket. That's why they don't lose at home.
No, but what if your Broncos are the ones to hand the Chiefs their first loss of the year? Like, would you like come in your pants?
I mean, I would more be like, I would send like hate speech to Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah, but that's a given.
I'd be like, suck it, you stupid Kermit the Frog sounding dumbass. Like, go fucking cry in a hole, you dumb bastard.
Go suck Trump's dick, you piece of shit.
Okay, well, I wouldn't say anything like that. I'm a respectful human being, but all right.
You
I
tell
would, I t
that's less respectful than telling him to die in a hole.
I said cry in a hole, and I would more realistically would probably tell him to like wrap his car around a tree on the way home.
I think that's less disrespectful than telling him that he's a fucking asshole for what he did. Most
Whatever.
what he most likely did, you know, whatever.
He definitely did. Whatever. Anyways, then we got a division game, Falcons Saints, Pats Bears.
What about that game that you're going to?
I'm getting there, dude. Fuck. Then we have a really good game. Steelers Commanders, 6-2 and 7-2 teams battling it out. We got Vikings versus the Jaguars. No one cares. Titans versus Chargers. Still no one cares. Eagles versus Cowboys. Eagles are going to win that one. We also have Jets Cardinals, which is going to be a weirdly interesting one. And then, as Marley so eloquently put, November 10th, this coming Sunday, I am going to be in Houston for the Texans game. We're dipping out to Houston tomorrow. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to be there for Sunday Night Football, Lions Texans. Going to be an unreal game. I do expect the Lions to win, and I expect us to Uber home with a whole lot of angry Houston fans. It would be cool to see the Texans win, though, just because we're going to be there, and I don't want to get, accidentally shot or.
Are you going to be wearing any like are you going to be wearing any merch? Like, are you going there rooting for the Lions with merch, or are you just going there as a football fan?
We were just planning on going there as a football fan. And then Monday night we have Dolphins Rams. So I do like the slate of games we have for this week. Gonna be real interesting.
I got let's Can I check my fantasy teams for one sec? Just give a little rundown of who I'm starting, who I'm sitting.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. I mean,
Okay.
I had Mark Andrews in both of my leagues, and I have Derrick Henry in one of my leagues, and those guys did pretty well, so I was happy.
I actually had Quentin Johnston on my bench last week, and I'm pretty upset.
That's all
He
right.
put up 20 fantasy points, but
Yeah, but
now I'm putting him in. He's playing the Titans. Do we think that's good to put him in over Courtland Sutton playing Kansas City? Like, yeah, right?
like probably not, but you can give it a whirl.
Hey, what do you mean probably not?
I mean, Quentin Johnston is like not the wide receiver one on his team and inconsistent. Meanwhile, Courtland Sutton is the wide receiver one on his team, who are going to be playing probably in a very pass heavy game script because they're going to be down. They're probably going to be losing the game more often than they're tied or leading, so they're probably going to have to throw the ball more, which equals I like Sutton more.
I hate Courtland Sutton.
Why? He had a good week last week.
Yeah, but Quentin Johnston had a better one.
I don't know
But you're
about
right,
that.
he's more he did. Courtland Sutton got third got third or no. Yeah, so he did have a better week, but not by much. You're right.
Sutton did, right?
No, Quentin Johnston did, but like by like 0.5 of a
Because Sutton
point.
had like 24 or something last week.
No, he had 19.78.
Oh, because I'm in a full PPR. That's true. True, 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 true. I mean, hey, he had a passing touchdown, which is pretty swaggy.
So here's the thing, is you're probably right,
I am usually right.
but I want to trust my gut, and at least then if I lose
You
on
know it's
my,
because you're stupid gut. All right, give it a whirl.
yeah,
Give it a whirl.
and then on
Give it
my
a whirl,
other
boo-boo.
team, we got Kermit the Frog, Puka Nacua, then we have Amari Cooper, who's listed as questionable. We'll see what happens there.
He should play.
Bijan. Amari Cooper. Oh no. Oh my God. What am I saying? I just said Amari Cooper. No. Alvin Kamara. George Kittle. Chuba Hubbard.
Okay.
On my bench, like Jameson Williams. Tyler Allgeier. Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry. Like, I'm not. I only have Hunter Henry because of the. I think
The bye
Kittle had a
week.
bye. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So let's see. I'm predicted to win in that second one. The first one, I'm not predicted to win, but that means nothing.
Projections mean nothing.
I know.
Look, go with your gut, and I hope Quentin Johnson has a great game for you. I mean, it sucks because I feel like Ladd McConkey's gonna have a better one, but that's kind of just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But no,
Yeah,
I
dog.
like it. Stick. I like that you're sticking to your guns. On the topic of fantasy, I figured I'd just go right into my little fantasy spiel for a little second, and then you could talk about all the hockey stuff you want.
Yeah. And for all the people listening, all five of you who are like, God, Ryan talks about football way more than Marley gets to talk about hockey, just know that I'm going to give a rundown of the new PWHL jerseys that were unveiled. So stick around for that.
Yeah, and also what people got to understand about that is like we talk a lot about football because like football started before anything, and now the
It's going to
NHL and
end
NBA
before
have just
anything,
started.
also.
But like now the NFL is reaching a point in the season where the cream rises to the top,
The
and we figure out who
cream.
the good team. Let's just shut up. We
I don't
figure
think
out
that's a thing.
who's yes, it is. We figure out who the good teams are and who aren't.
The
So we're now in
cream
an important.
rises to the top. I'm Googling that. The
Anyways,
cream
so for all you that
rises.
sh I'm gonna so for all of you that think that like we talk too much about the NFL, it's because it's a tricky situation. The NFL starts before anything, it finishes before anything. It's a short season. Obviously, when the NFL is done, we're gonna talk more about the NHL. We're gonna talk some NBA, talk some MLB, some F1, blah blah blah, na na na. But
So
when
the
it's NFL
cream
season.
rises to the top is an idiom that means a good person or idea cannot go unnoticed for so long.
Okay.
I don't think that's what you meant.
It is 100% what I meant because I literally heard Stephen A. Smith say it yesterday.
So you're unoriginal.
But like, also, who's smarter? You or Stephen A. Smith? You're just some dumb, stupid goofball.
I don't know who Stephen A. Smith is.
And that's why you're dumb, because he's a millionaire that talks sports all day
Just
with his
because he's a
life.
millionaire doesn't mean he's smart.
But obviously, people respect his opinions. Who respects your opinion? Our five viewers? No.
Don't be fucking rude. A lot of people respect my opinion. All my friends respect my opinion because I give stellar advice.
Who, Phoebe?
I have friends who aren't my dog.
Who, Lindsay?
Lindsay's not my friend. She's my sister. There's a difference.
Who,
And if you were to
Sari?
ask, no, Sari's my mom. Like, I have friends.
Like four?
Probably, but that still counts.
It's like almost, that's basically the same amount of friends that I have. Hey, Remedy, sponsor us. Okay, anything. Anyways, time to get into a quick little fantasy spiel. You know the drill. I'm gonna give everybody three guys that I like a lot at every position. One guy that I think is gonna kind of finish right around up here. Gonna be a dog this week, and then one guy from the top of the list that I think is gonna underperform and leave a lot of guys real sad. So,
And if you don't like the spiel, let us know. If
yeah.
you don't like anything about this format, please, any
Yeah.
feedback is welcome.
Yeah, literally.
Any engagement is warrant is wanted. We want it.
And we would appreciate that. Anyways, moving on. Oh, Jesus. Well, we're not going to talk about yesterday's game because I was basically going to say all those guys, but screw it. Let's start off with the QBs, three quarterbacks that I like the most this week. Give me Josh Allen. Give me Jared Goff. Give me Brock Purdy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. One guy that flies under the radar that I like a lot this week. Give me Daniel Jones against Carolina. And one guy from the top that I don't like this week. Give me Tua Tagovailoa against the LA Rams. Why
Yeah.
not? I don't know. I could be super wrong with that one, but that sounds right to my brain. Next up, running backs. Give me Alvin Kamara. Give me Bijan Robinson. Give me Saquon Barkley. Give me Joe Mixon. Give me Devon Achane. Like you know the like all those guys are all beasts. A top tier guy that I'm fading big time this week is McCaffrey. I think just because he's practicing doesn't mean he's gonna be back to being McCaffrey. They're probably gonna work him in little bunches here and there. I don't think he's getting a full workload this week. And a bottom tier guy that I think is gonna again finish with a stud week is Tyrone Tracy Jr. of the New York Giants. They play the Carolina Panthers. Usually rule of thumb is to target bad defenses with running backs. And I
Do
like
not
him.
see me trying to time out.
No. What?
You'll never guess who's going to be on the Philly Special Christmas album this year. You're doing your fantasy spiel. I'm bored. I'm scrolling Instagram. You'll never guess who Jason Kelce's doing a duet with.
Kylie.
No.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Travis.
No. Probably, but not what was announced. Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Oh,
Anyways,
obsessed.
let me just do the receivers and then we'll cap it off. But before we get to that, did you see the Jason Kelce thing that happened like a couple days ago?
Yeah, I stand by it. He's
Well,
allowed
yeah.
to call people fags. Who's the faggot now?
No, but it was also like people today are such pussies that that guy like went on the internet after crying about his phone. Like, dog, like you go up to a guy that spent his whole life getting hit in the face and hitting people in the face,
You call his brother a fag.
and you put your phone all up in his personal space and go, "Yo, Kelsey, like you guys are friends. How does it feel to know that your brother is a slur for dating Taylor Swift? Like, dog, you're lucky he didn't stomp your fucking teeth in."
Yeah, and
Like,
I think that he should absolutely like that's when saying slurs, well, I don't want to say slurs. I can't condone all slurs, but I personally can condone slurs against the LGBT community when they're used in this way. Take people's words and use them back on them. Like, show them how it fucking feels. I condone that. Jason Kelce can no do no wrong in my book.
I mean, he definitely could if he like killed somebody, but in that situation,
Yeah, but he's not gonna do
no,
that.
in that situation, I think everyone stands with Jason Kelce. Yeah,
Yeah, like, who's the faggot now, bitch?
no, like a little douchebag kid, like buddy, go get a fucking life. Literally, like that guy was probably a guy that drafted Travis Kelce in the second round of his fantasy football league and is killing himself now.
Yeah.
Like, dog, no one cares. Like, you suck at life. Like,
That's a guy who's like pissed that Travis Kelce is fucking Taylor Swift and he's not fucking anybody.
probably. Like, yeah, little loser kid. Anyways, going on to the receivers really quickly before we get into the whole PWHL. I also need to weirdly take a piss, so I might just close the camera. I might just close the camera after I finish these, but we're gonna do these quickly. So,
Why can't you
receivers.
fucking hold it? I don't
Because
understand.
I don't want to get a UTI or whatever. Anyways. Three receivers that I like a lot this week. Give me Justin Jefferson.
You're
Give me
such a
Amon.
fucking girl.
Give me Amon Ross St. Brown. And then I would probably say give me a guy like Garrett Wilson or give me Davante Adams, one of the Jets guys. I think the Jets are gonna have a really good week against the Cardinals. One guy that I'm fading this week again. Give me Marvin Harrison Jr. against Amon Ross St. Brown against Sauce Gardner. And the Jets defense, and then a lower tier guy that I think is going to absolutely boom this week. See, it's annoying because I would have said Zay Flowers, and he didn't have a good week anyway. So, time to redeem myself right here, right now, with the pick of the century. I'm about to put everybody on. Give me Darnell Mooney against the New Orleans Saints. He is going to finish as a top 10 wide receiver this week. Can I mute myself and close my camera for 3 seconds so I could rock a piss?
Go piss, girl.
Maybe we should have done like a stupid bullshit podcast like Joe Saligato and his friend and just talked nonsense the whole time.
That's what we're supposed to do. And I love Joe and Frankie.
Yeah, they're awesome, but like, I don't know.
Like, we could kind of pivot to doing less sports, more nonsense.
We already do both. Okay, anyways, get into your PWHL nonsense now.
Okay, well, I need to get my phone out because the PWHL second season's coming up. Like, first of all, they announced that they want to expand having two more teams by like as early as next season, which is really
Woohoo!
exciting. Part of me is a little nervous. I want them to grow conservatively to like make sure that they can, sustain it, obviously. But
Obviously. Sorry.
they, so obviously last year they played without names, without real jerseys. We unveiled the names and the logos a few weeks ago. And we gave them mixed reviews, but I will say their jerseys pretty fucking fire.
Okay, well, let's fucking see him. Come on.
Who would you like to start with first?
I don't care.
Can you just give a city?
Tampa Bay.
Okay, a city with a PWHL team.
Do you think I remember the cities?
Like, I think you should like not be stupid and you should like be able to gather like what cities are gonna have Hawks.
Vancouver.
Okay, try again because we're not out west yet.
God fucking damn it. LA.
We're not out west yet.
Just fucking start it. Just start
Northeast
it.
only.
Miami.
North East only.
I didn't hear Northeast. I just heard East. Boston.
Thank you. I like the Boston jerseys. I like the Boston logo. I think it's one of my favorites, but
But like,
I'm
who
trying to.
cares? You know what I mean? Just show the fucking jerseys.
Don't be an actual dickhead.
Are any of them pink?
No.
Okay, thank God.
So we got the Boston Fleet.
Ew.
No, you can't really tell. I'm gonna put it on the screen for the people.
Yeah, but ew. Okay,
No,
go and just do next.
it's like dark green with like a
Next.
mint green. It's sick.
Next.
What's the next one you want?
I don't.
I'm trying to make this engaging, so can you play
Mo
along?
Montreal.
Thank you. I love the Montreal jerseys also. I love the little pop of blue down there.
Not liking these at all.
No, it's like maroon, off-white. I can't tell if it's black or navy. I think it's navy and then light blue. It's really nice. Okay, next, Toronto.
Sure. Ew,
I don't like Toronto, I know.
these are bad.
Ottawa.
That's worse. None of these are good so
I
far.
like this one, New York.
It's just a lot going on.
It's giving the Islanders,
What the fuck are those
fisherman
colors?
jerseys.
What the fuck are those colors?
No, the colors are Dease. They're a Ridge, Minnesota.
Don't say Dease ever in your life. Also, you said Northeast Minnesota is definitely not in the Northeast.
Are you stupid?
Minnesota's Midwest.
No, it's not.
How much you want to bet?
It's north, regardless. Whether it's east, like, also, I think that the term Midwest is stupid because the Midwest is actually in the east if you look at a map. Like, would you consider Chicago, the Midwest? Yeah. Ohio's considered the Midwest. It's like right under Ontario, which is stupid.
Are those all the teams?
Yeah, there's only six.
Yeah, okay. So none of those are nice, by the way.
I disagree. I think Montreal's is nice. I
No.
think Boston is nice. And
The
I think
only
New
one
York is nice.
I somewhat liked is New York, and I still think that needs a lot of work.
I think that you're just being negative, and
I'm really not.
you should want to support women's sports.
I do
And
want.
honestly, what if they want to send us jerseys and sponsor us? Don't be fucking negative.
First off, I would never wear a Montreal Victoire jersey, not because it's a women's jersey, because it's literally an ugly jersey.
You're an ugly jersey.
Okay, cool. If the Las Vegas Aces want to send me a basketball jersey, I will rep an A'ja Wilson basketball jersey. I will not
Shut
be
the
rep.
fuck up.
But any team, if the minute like not the Minnesota Lynx, if the LA Sparks want to send me like a Candace Parker throwback jersey, deal. I'll throw that shit on.
Shut the fuck up. But
I'm
if
not
the
throwing on
Indiana
a
Fever want to send me a Caitlin Clark jersey.
that too, even though those jerseys aren't really nice either.
No, they're decent.
Yeah,
What
like, look,
else?
like,
NHL, like, I don't know.
how don't you know? This is your thing. This is supposed to be. I could go back to talking football. We
No,
can
no,
go.
no, no, no. Basically, okay. The Jets are doing amazing. Like, I'm surprised, honestly. Like, coming off of last season, like, okay, like, let's see the league leaders, okay? Overall, who's the number one team in the NHL? The Winnipeg Jets at 13-1-0, which means they've only
Whoa.
lost once and it was in regulation, okay?
That's pretty cool.
Then,
You know who the number one team is in college football right now?
who cares?
I do, because they're my favorite team in college football.
Okay, wait, then don't say it. Who is your favorite team in college football?
Their mascot's an animal.
Can you give me a conference?
Like a conference for them that they play in? You're not
Yeah.
gonna know those.
Yeah, give me a conference.
You're not gonna know the
Can you just
conference.
tell me the conference? ACC,
Big Ten.
Big Ten, Michigan?
Nope. Close though. Starts with an O.
Ohio? The Ohio State?
No.
Starts with an O. Oh, it's Oregon. I knew that. Yeah, how are the Oregon Ducks doing?
They're undefeated, bitch.
Nice. Okay. So, and then we have the Florida Panthers, defending cup champs, 10-3-1, which means that last one is an overtime loss. So they get a point for that. And in last place, should I tell you last or should I tell you the third to last? Get, can you
Babs.
guess the third to, yeah, it's the Montreal Canadiens. 4-8-2.
Whoa. Yeah, because they suck.
Yeah. And it's just like brutal to watch them, like, because here's the thing is it's like they don't fully suck. They just suck enough to get no results.
So they suck.
Yeah. Lane Hutson's still chasing his first goal, but he's doing really well.
We
Cole
like that.
Caulfield, I think he's like might be 2 games now without a goal, honestly, which I don't love, but he's still on a really good pace. But it's tough, man. They're just sucking so much.
Yeah, they're not playing well.
And I don't even know, like when I watch, I'm like, I don't even know what it is. Sometimes I'm thinking it's defense, sometimes I think it's goaltending, sometimes I have no fucking idea.
Maybe it's just the ownership.
No. Also, like, I'm sorry. Who do you think should own the Habs if not the someone in the Molson family?
Jocelyn Duchesne.
I thought he can't afford it.
I said he couldn't afford a basketball team.
Do you know how much the Habs are worth?
How much?
Pretty sure it's like $2.5 billion.
You know how much the LA Clippers are worth?
The Habs are the third most valued hockey team. And I know that, yeah, it's not comparative to NBA. It doesn't matter.
It's not even
Jocelyn
comparative
doesn't
to
have
the.
$1 billion.
Yeah, for sure. But it's not even comparative to like NFL teams.
I know that. I'm not saying it is. I'm still saying it's like exorbitant.
Isn't it exorbitant?
No, it's exorbitant.
I'm looking this up right now. What'd you say?
Exorbant.
You're wrong.
What is it?
Exorbitant. Don't chat to me. Exorbitant. A price or amount charged unreasonably high. The exorbitant price of tickets. You dumb idiot. Pop goes the weasel. Exorbitant. What's new? The man gets it right.
Don't make it about gender.
What's new? The cis white male gets it.
You don't, I'm like actually impressed that you know what cis is.
I honestly just hear that word all the time, so I figured I'd throw it.
In all your gender classes.
Yeah, congratulations. You're good with sexuality and stuff like that because
Because.
I don't really know what I was gonna say.
Well, I want to know what you were going to say.
Like fluid?
I'm not fluid.
So what are you then? Non-fluid?
I'm not fluid. I'm very much strictly homosexual.
But then what does fluid mean?
Fluid means that you go with the flow. You're trying a little bit of that, a little bit of this. I'm not trying nothing except what I know I like.
But you have tried.
Yeah, when I was a teenager and I didn't like.
So.
I'm not fluid. There's a difference between fluidity and experimentation.
I don't know, dude. Like.
I'm just saying, I'm not fluid. I'm not. I'm very rigid. Oh my God, is that so slang?
Yes, it's the podcast. Yeah, welcome to the podcast. You're both having a
I can't
no.
hear what they're saying though, because of the headphones.
He has a prediction for the Sunday games. What's your prediction?
Oh, that's good. No. Please give us a prediction.
27. He said Lions win 34-27. So for all you bettors out there, lock it in your parlays. Take the over and take Lions money line.
Baby's gonna bet that.
And then he said, "We're gonna have some good ribs." Anyways, I literally don't remember what we were talking about now, so
We're
that's
talking about how
awesome.
I'm not fluid.
Well, yeah, I don't know what that means.
Okay, you're not fluid either.
Okay.
Fluidity, like, okay, when you think of the word fluid, it means like water, it flows, it goes here, it goes there, it goes wherever. Just.
When are we doing the first installation of Marley betting?
Oh, no, not today. I
Why?
still haven't put my credit card info in the app.
Well, if let's just say if you were to have put it in and
Like,
you.
hey, if you want me to pick for you, like you put money and like tell me which one to pick.
But no, I'm pretty much now I'm just giving three picks that I like a lot this week of like weird ones. So let's get into it. I'm actually so I do this weird thing where like I'll dabble around and I'll see like guys that I think will do well and like what big parlays with them will look like. So like what I do first is I go game by game. So when I looked at the Carolina Giants game, one thing that stood out to me was Tyrone Tracy 73.5 rushing yards for his over and him with a rushing touchdown. Both those together are +200 odds. He's topped 100 rushing yards in I think like three straight games now, so I like him a lot. I like Bijan to score. I like AK-41 to score. I do like
Who's
taking
AK-41? Alvin Kamara,
Alvin Kamara. Yes,
my
ma'am.
man.
I do like Buffalo Bills money line against the Colts, and I do like Josh Allen over 1.5 passing touchdowns because I mean he's right up there for the MVP right now. He's playing out of his flipping mind. He's been an absolute beast. And like I was telling you about Courtland Sutton, looking at the Chiefs Broncos game, we go straight to passing yards, and I'm taking Bo Nix over 210.5. I think the game script is going to make them have to throw the ball quite a bit, and I do like his game script. And then Jaguars Vikings, two guys that I think are going to score. Give me Jefferson, give me Aaron Jones. So you look at that, right? That's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine picks right there. So it's obviously a huge one, but it's +12,000. So if I put $15 on that, that's returning $1,800. Now, obviously, I'm going to dip and dabble with this. Like, looking at it again, like maybe Justin Jefferson doesn't score and he just puts up a lot of yards. Maybe Aaron Jones doesn't score. Maybe TJ Hawkinson gets in the end zone a couple times. And maybe I don't like Bijan's odds anymore, right? You take that out now. You got AK for Alvin Kamara scoring, Bo Nix over passing yards, Josh Allen 1.5 touchdowns, Bills money line, Tyrone Tracy to have a ball of a game, +2,300. You put 15 beans on that. That's $300. So, I mean, I'm not gonna bet this weekend, I don't think, for now. Maybe I bet for Sunday, with the remaining funds I have from my bet yesterday, because I did turn $10 into 130. I did also have another bet that I hit as well, but I cashed out early because I'm a pussy. So I don't know. Maybe I reinvest a little fiver and try and turn five into like 90, but not 100% sold. We'll see. But if I was you,
Can I
if
have
I
a?
was you, I would do like a big time, like six leg touchdown parlay.
I don't understand how those work.
That literally means you pick six guys across all the games that you think are going to score touchdowns.
Yeah, but you only win if they all do. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was gonna pivot away from betting for a second to ask
Yep.
if I can have an if I can have like a little nerd corner moment.
Okay.
Basically, not a lot of people know this about me, but I am a hockey card collector. And I'm going to a little convention this weekend. And that's all I want to really say, but that means that next week I think I'm going to do a bit of a haul for what I get at the convention.
Are you gonna like open packs on the pod?
Yeah, I can do that because I do plan to get a 24-25 Series 1 box, if they have one, which I'm
But
pretty sure
here's the
they
thing. Are
will.
you like familiar enough with the card market to know like which cards are big and which cards
Yes,
aren't?
absolutely.
You know what's fucked? You know what's actually fucked about cards? 'Cause like it's so weird to think that like Pokemon cards and stuff like that are so big nowadays. When I moved out of my like childhood home, right? I had like this filing cabinet, two drawer filing cabinet. In each filing cabinet, there was probably 15 big metal containers of Pokemon cards.
Pokemon.
Like, you know how they used to do the big.
I was never gay like that.
I know, but like, do you know how they used to do like the big Pokemon containers that would have like 20 cards, 20 packs in them?
Yeah.
I would have
Well, like,
333, 333. 333. I had basically like 27 big things. Yeah, but they were bigger.
this is what I got last year at this convention, which I don't remember what it turned out, but right now I keep a lot of my like cool Habs cards that I like in here. Like,
This was like
this was a
Theodore.
McDonald's card back in the day. And a lot of this is like sentimental, right? I'm remembering cards that I had as a kid that I don't know where the hell they are. I mean, I got some good shit. I mean, who doesn't want a Cole Caulfield rookie card? I don't have the Cole Caulfield Young Guns, but
But yeah, anyways,
I
just
do
back.
have sorry. I do
I'll see
have
it.
the where's my Saki Koivu Young Guns.
How much does that guy go for?
I don't think I got it for that much, so I have no idea. But it's bef it, I it I think it's from the 90s, right? Because that's when he started. So I don't know how much the Young Guns were back then. Like now they're like, are hot shit, and I got my pile of Young Guns.
Yeah, so
Here,
why
let me.
don't you sell them?
Well, the thing is you have to pay money to get them graded first, so you have to like hope that they're gonna get, a 9 or a 10, and then it's like,
How much does it cost for them to get graded?
few $100, or like a
Yep.
hundred bucks at least. We got
Avon
this
Levy?
guy. Yeah.
That's cool.
I got that last year at the convention. I mean, another good one. Lucas Dostal. He's like sneaky good, right? Because he's on a shit team, but he's sneaky good. I mean, he got traded, I think. Did he? I don't
Who's that?
remember.
Who is that?
Sean Farrell.
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I got a few that I like here.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, we should definitely do a pack opening on the pod because when we,
Coochie.
that's pretty cool. Because when we moved out of our old house, like I said, I had a huge filing cabinet of all these Pokemons, and this like weird looking dude came into the house and just like went through the whole filing cabinet. He was like, "I'll just give you $2,000 for the whole filing cabinet." And obviously my mom, like, she was like, okay, fucking deal. Like, I
Yeah, but
definitely
you have to like. That's the thing, is when people buy as a lot, like part of them is they're buying probably for a few cards that they saw. But the
Yeah.
reality is yeah, like if you're opening a pack of 10 cards, if you get one good one, that's like success on the pack that costs, however much packs cost. I forget. I think they're like $14 depending on if it's like the newest season. And like I had, so basically this like resurgence of my collection started when I worked at the NHL, like, 'cause whatever month it was, first of all, like the NHL obviously, like, there's partnerships with these brands,
Did your
obviously.
collection start on Gay Pride Month?
No, what? No, I don't, what?
Because you and collecting cards and
Is
no.
gay?
No, didn't
Yeah.
land? Okay.
No, it didn't land. No, my collection started back in the day when my dad would take me to McDonald's or Tim Hortons and you'd get a pack with stuff, and then it grew in there, but then obviously it dried up.
How old are you? That didn't happen when I went to Tim Hortons. You didn't get cards.
No, you didn't get them. You asked, you bought them also.
I never remember that.
You can still do it now.
Yeah, but like, fuck all that noise. I'd rather just order cards online
Okay,
and
like
rip
for
packs.
example, like when you were a
Why
kid,
are you
did you
screaming?
go to
Why are you
McDonald's?
screaming? Why are
Did
you
you go
screaming? Why are you screaming? Why are you screaming?
when you were a child? Did you go to McDonald's often?
I'm gonna answer this in two parts. First off, don't say child like that. It makes you sound like a pedophile. No, sorry, not pedophile. It makes you sound like a pedophile.
Are you fucking British?
No, because I saw this thing where this guy called people pedophiles like on like a TikTok compilation, but instead of calling people pedophiles, he'd call them PDF files.
Oh, PDF. That's
Yeah.
funny.
Anyways, and
Back to what
second
we
of
were
all,
saying.
no, I didn't get cards at McDonald's because as a regular human being, I got the
No, I'm not
toys.
asking if you got. Yeah, so they had a few things. Like sometimes their toys were hockey cards. Sometimes there was those little like tube things where you opened it up and it was like a mini stick. Do you remember those?
Bro, I'm not pushing 30 like you are, no.
Don't fucking say that to me. I'm only 27. And I'm talking
Yo, chat, somebody tell her that she's pushing 30. You're almost closer
like
to 30 than I am to 25.
this card is a McDonald's card, and I believe it's from 2000, it's 2002.
So when it was 2002, you were 26.
Excuse me? Are you doing the math right? Where's that other one from
No, you
2003?
would have been five. You would have been five in 2002.
Yeah, I mean 2003.
So you would have been six.
Yeah, which is a totally normal age to be getting hockey cards at McDonald's or Tim Hortons.
Not for a girl.
Well, I was a little fag. No,
My God.
and my dad indulged it. He let me have it, okay? And then
Yeah,
so
because
I,
obviously.
as I was saying, I collected cards growing up, got back into it. working at the NHL because we got a bunch of free. I think it was like someone won them in a raffle on Christmas, and it just like started a thing. And
Whoa.
one of my friends from who I met there, his name is Alex. He's the one who I've been going to these conventions with every year. So every year we went last year, we're going this year.
Is he gay?
No.
Okay.
He's very much straight and single, girls. He's single. For all the no girls listening, anyway. So yeah, so I will do some. I'll do some rips live on the pod.
Noise.
I hope to get a 24-25 Series 1 box, which should be a good handful of packs. And I'll save. I'll try to save all of them. Like, I'm really bad. I like to open them all at once, right when I get them. But if you tell me I have to save 10, I'll save 10.
I was gonna say like two, but okay.
Oh, okay. I'll
No,
save
say
5.
no. Now you're saving 10.
Okay, 10.
Save seven. Save seven.
Lucky number 7. Okay.
Exactly. I didn't even think about it like that. No, then save number eight. Then save eight.
Okay. For
Because
Ovi.
my lucky number is eight.
Well, my lucky number is 14, and that seems like too many.
Why is your lucky number like actually like if I think about what a lesbian's lucky number would be, it would be 14. Yeah, or 11. 14 or 11 is like a lesbian and girl number. Like why? Also, how do you choose lucky numbers?
I don't remember why I chose it. I think so. I was given a jersey when I was really younger, like a Dollard hockey jersey with no name on it. Like it was one of the old ones that I don't even know who got it or how. And it had number 14 on the back. And I got it when I was probably like 5 or 6.
And you were just like, that's my number for the end of time.
I guess.
That's so cute.
When I was a kid playing, every second, like the jerseys were split, like to save money. So like one team would get from, number 1 to number 30. And then, no, sorry, that's a lie. You get number 1 to like, you get all the low numbers. So number 1 to like number, I guess, yeah, like 30. Is that wrong?
Anyways.
No, I don't know. And then, and like, you get like 1 to 19, and then the other team would get like 20 to 40. That's right. So every second year, I would try to get number 28 because that's my birth date. And every like I would either get try to get 14 or 28. And I would n honestly never be able to get 28. And that was bullshit. But I got 14 quite often.
Whenever I played hockey, I would just try to get number eight.
Gay.
8 or 23, because I was a big Milan Hayduk fan.
I wore 23 one year when I couldn't get 28. I wore so many silly numbers. Like I wore 23, I wore 29, I wore
Hey, 23,
34.
23 in hockey is not silly. Milan Hayduk.
No, I know. Bob Gainey.
Oh, I don't.
I know. I didn't feel like it was silly wearing it. It just wasn't the number I actually wanted to wear.
I don't know. I like Milan. I always liked Milan Hayduk just because when I was a kid, I used to call him Milan Hedge Dunk.
I think I probably did too. I think I called him Milan Hage Duke.
Well, there's no way you called him Hedge Duke because his last name was Hejdunk. I called him Hedge Dunk.
I'm gonna look up because I think you're wrong.
Am I gonna be right? Am I gonna be 2-0 on being right today? I think so.
Spell it.
Hejdunk.
No N. Hejduk. So I called him Milan Hedge Duck.
Oh.
No N.
Right, anyways, I feel like that about wraps it up because we're just getting into nonsense now.
But listen, look forward to next week's episode where I rip some packs and give a little haul.
And I will also get her to set up her Bet365 so we can get a
Yeah.
little $1 Marley fat parlay going. And I'll tail it.
Fat? Who you calling fat, bitch? Anywho,
Yeah. Like, shut
I'm
it.
hungry.
I'm hungry too. What are you gonna eat?
I grilled up some salami the other day, like grilled salami, like in barbecue sauce.
Oh, whoa,
Put
what?
that No, like no. Like the kosher salami, like the beef salami that you get on the barbecue.
Yeah, I wasn't grossed out about that part. You doused it in barbecue sauce and then grilled it.
Yeah, so the sauce like caramelizes, is
Yeah, I
delicious.
understand it, but you're a
Put that
gross
on a
heathen.
sando.
No. Stop saying things weirdly. First Dees, now Sando.
Yeah.
What's next? You're gonna fucking say Skibidi. It's like, shut up.
No, I'm too young. I mean, I'm too old. Yeah, I'm pushing 30. Can't say skibbity toilet.
You just said it.
I don't know what it means.
And now we're canceled, by the way, because you said Skibidi toilet.
I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Anytime there's slang, I ask my 16-year-old cousin. I'm like, girl, what the fuck is this?
Ask her what skibbity toilet means. All right,
I think I
anyways,
did a
that.
few months ago, and I don't remember what she said.
All right, anyways, that about wraps it up. This has been episode 10 of Out of Bounds. I've been Ryan. That's been Phoebe and Marley. And yeah,
Phoebe wants
buddy.
to go to the park.
Take her to the park then. Don't be such a neglectful dog owner.
I am taking her to the park. We go to the park every day at this hour.
Dude, she's putting the looks on you right now.
Because I said her favorite word.
Look at her. She's putting the looks on you though.
You want to go to the park? You want to go to the park?
I'll take that as a yeah.
Yeah, she does.
All right, well, you two enjoy your little lesbian park date.
She's bisexual.
Okay, well, anyways, that's still
She's
tech.
fluid. See, she's fluid. I'm not fluid. She's fluid.
It's still so weird that you got a girl dog.
No, I love girl dog. No, do not. I would never get a boy dog. They're like serial rapists. They just like assault at the park.
I'm gonna get a boy dog.
Yeah, I know. And you're gonna name it Miles. Gay.
Miles Cohen. All right, anyways, y'all, have yourselves a good one. Go watch football this weekend. Watch some basketball if you're bored.
Watch
Watch some
hockey.
NHL if you're bored.
Buy some P-Dub merch.
Yeah, if you want to get made fun of.
No, don't be like that. Support women. Support women's sports. Buy their merch.
Buy the New York merch. That's the
No,
only team that I'm
whatever
supporting.
city that you live in, buy the team and support their merch. Unless you live in Toronto and are from Montreal, then you buy Montreal merch like me.
If I catch anybody in a PWHL Ottawa merch, you're getting laughed at.
I didn't
To
say Ottawa. Like,
throw back to
Montreal is
Glee, to
chill.
throw it back to Glee, if you wear an Ottawa, any Ottawa merch from the PWHL, you will get slushied.
Lindsay made you watch Glee, didn't she?
No, it's just we saw that in a show, and she was like, someone got slushied, and she was like, holy shit, they stole that from Glee.
Oh, yeah, I remember she said that.
And I was just like, well, maybe that's just like a thing. She was like, it's a thing, it's a Glee.
She's right.
Anyways. All right, y'all. Have yourselves a good one. Deuces.
Deuces.
Oh.
Thank you for listening. Bye.